Welcome to the What's Your Niche or Niche podcast. I am Jessica Rodriguez, and I am a podcast manager, producer, editor, launch specialist, and pretty much anything that has to do with podcasts, I do it. In this podcast, you will learn directly from the experts on how they decided on their niche. They are going to take you through their journey, provide some great advice on how to discover your true calling, and they will provide you with some actionable steps to follow when selecting your specialty. Are you ready to find your niche? Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the What's Your Niche podcast. My name is Jessica Rodriguez, and I'll be your host. I am very excited to have Bethany Prignano here with me today. Bethany is a wife, mother, and tax strategist. She is from the suburbs of Chicago, where she lives with her crazy, beautiful family. Bethany is the owner of B. Prignano Tax and Accounting Services, LLC, a virtual tax and accounting advisory firm. As a sole owner, Bethany helps small business owners reduce their tax bill by creating a game plan that works best for their needs. Welcome, Bethany. I am so happy you are able to come on the show today.
Me too. Thank you so much, Jessica. Thank you for having me.
Well, Bethany is once again another entrepreneur that I met through the Free Mama Movement program, and she touches on a topic that is not my favorite thing to talk about. I think everyone knows they need to pay taxes, but we don't think about how. But before we get started, Bethany, I need to ask you a question. Okay. The name of my podcast is What's Your Niche? So do you say niche or niche?
I do say niche.
People are just really passionate about the way they say it. So anyway, I thought that was just kind of fun to hear how everybody says it. I know my European and my Canadian friends say niche.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. Bethany, I want you to start by telling me what exactly you do and how you got started in the online world. And was being a tax strategist the first thing you did when you joined the online world?
So I got started in the online world during COVID. I just had a baby at the beginning of 2020. And then I was on maternity leave. Then we all came home for COVID. And then we were supposed to come back in like everyone else to our corporate jobs. And I just got really excited about being home with my children and being available for them. So I was looking for things that I could continue to do at home, where then I found the Free Mama and actually Megan Hernandez. So I found Megan Hernandez's course, which she's about bookkeeping. So I opened up my own bookkeeping. So one of your questions was, is that where I, the tax strategy, was that where I started? So no, I started with bookkeeping. I have a tax background, but I just thought, I could do bookkeeping. I didn't know I could do taxes by myself. And then I just got more confident about my work and I was able to answer tax questions. And I was like, why am I not doing this? I've already been doing taxes for several years for others, working at a, big public firms or private firms that I've worked in the past. So then I just pivoted over to doing taxes and actually saving money for people through tax strategy. So it's just been really exciting. I'm really enjoying the online space.
Oh, wow. So you're one of the first people I have talked to that actually started where you're at right now. So you started in like the accounting and bookkeeping and that side, and then taxes, because to me, that's all the money, all the money side. So you can start off like as a social media manager or a virtual assistant or anything. I can tell, like my sister-in-law is the same thing. She's an accountant. And those that like doing accounting and, working with money and taxes and stuff, that is just like a huge passion for y'all. And just y'all enjoy, looking at the numbers and making them come out even at the end, like for the bookkeeping
rush. At least. It's such a rush. It's so funny. I wasn't sure at some point in my life, like, why did I choose this profession? But now that I've become an entrepreneur, I'm enjoying it more because I get to learn more. Whereas when you're working for someone else, that I realize is that you're just doing what you're told. But now I get to just choose what I want to do, which is just making me love it even more.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. So now I'm going to get into your strategy side. So do you have tips for our listeners on what they need to do when they first start a business? Like what percentage they should hold back or, just budgeting or just general stuff. What tips do you have for our new entrepreneurs coming into the online world?
Yes, I definitely, definitely love my newbies because you get them fresh and ripe and you can train them correctly. The biggest tip I have is to definitely start with a business bank account. Once you get everything set up, get a business bank account so that you separate your personal outside of your business, because come tax time, you're really going to want that because it will be less stress on you when you're doing your taxes. The next tip I would have is to make sure when you do have income coming in that you are putting aside money for taxes. You don't want to get hit with that big bill, especially if you're completely self-employed and you've never had self-employment income. That can be a really big difference from the previous years that you were possibly a W-2 employee.
Now, is there a different percentage for self-employed than a regular, like your regular income if you're working for a company or anything, or is it the same?
It is thing. It is different. So as a self-employed person, individual, you pay 15.3%. So you basically you're paying your own Medicare and Social Security as an employee and employer, where when you're an employee, you're only paying the employee portion. So essentially you're employing, even though as a self-employed individual, sole proprietor person, you are yourself, but you have to pay both the employer and employee portion of yourself. So it's 15.3%. Just a side note to that, Jessica, because basically people do get upset. They're like, why are we paying self-employment? So when you're actually paying self-employment, you're paying into your retirement. It hopefully is there when we all retire.
Right.
That's what you're doing. So some people think of it as this really, you know, bad thing, which there's different strategies to reduce your self-employment taxes that are helpful, but all in all, it is a good thing. Self-employment is not a super bad negative thing against you. In the long run, it is there for you at the end of the day.
And so how should they budget? Like, should it just be like 15% of whatever somebody pays them each month? We're supposed to do that? Or can we pay them once a year? Or how does that work?
It depends. So as an accountant, we're normally not as risky. We're very conservative people. So I always say, I would choose 30% of your income. So when you first get paid, you just take 30% and move it over to a savings account. Normally, when you pay taxes, you're paying taxes after expenses. So it's income minus expenses. That would be your net income. And that's where you actually pay the taxes. However, to get into a good groove, it's just best to pay 30% on all income that you receive. So as a self-employed business owner, quarterly taxes are something that you do have to do going forward in your business. This can change for everyone because of the way that your personal income is. Depending if you have a spouse, there may be different withholdings that you're already holding through a W-2 that you might not have to pay the estimated taxes. But again, I think just best practices is to start off by holding that 30% and then making those quarterly payments per quarter. So it would just be whatever you've held for the year, you would just break it down to a 4 different payments throughout the year.
I just was wondering if that was, you know, if you have to pay quarterly or you get penalized, or if you...
You can get a penalty if you do not pay enough taxes. And that just depends on everyone's personal situation. If you don't pay enough per quarter, dependent on actual income you earn per quarter.
Well, that's interesting. Oh gosh. See, that's why I'm like, when we go and talk to our financial planner, I'm like, ooh, like my eyes start going backwards. That's the one thing. It's so funny because as a podcast manager, I tell them I will do any kind of program because I love from crazy kind of programs, like the creepy programs to of course, you know, mindset managers or, you know, business managers. But finance, I'm like, oh my gosh, people start talking about it. And I'm like, oh, my eyes get glared over and it's just too much in it.
I can totally relate. People start talking about, you know, like a lot of marketing things and stuff like that. That wasn't always my forte either. And I'm like, oh gosh.
I know. And that's a big thing for online business people, right? Because we need to market online and stuff. So good. I'm not the only one that does that. But okay. So now, if somebody would want to start their own business as a tax accountant or tax strategist, what would be the first steps they should take? Do you need an accounting degree? Are there courses they can take, or do they need to be certified? You know, how would somebody that's, you know, listening to my program will be like, oh, I love numbers. I want to do that. That's my thing. What should they do to get started in the online world as a strategist or not strategist, but even a bookkeeper? Let's just go with bookkeeping.
Definitely. So with bookkeeping, I think that's definitely something that someone can learn quickly, and you don't need a certificate. You don't need a degree. You don't need any particular schooling for that. That is something that you can self-teach yourself or find something online, like an online program that teaches it very well. Bookkeeping is complex. The more complex the businesses that you work with get, And then bringing in the tax to it can even make it more complex. But the basics of bookkeeping can be taught and learned very quickly and a skill that everyone can attain, especially if you like numbers.
And so as a bookkeeper, you don't have to do the tax side. Is that how it is? So you can just do bookkeeping for the company and that would be like their expenses and stuff? Or what would a bookkeeper actually do for the company?
Yeah. So a bookkeeper can just do the books, basically, is kind of the lingo there. And that's just utilizing an accounting software. There's all different types. And one of them is fairly known as QuickBooks. Using that, where you're just going through the company's income and expenses and tracking them and making sure that the income's correct, that the expenses are going into the correct categories. Parts of it could be making sure that invoices are being paid. And it's most of the time is, first of all, getting to know the system you're working with. And, you know, that's part of the learning curve, which anyone can learn a system. And that's why they make those systems also just for business owners that like to do it themselves. You are able to teach yourself by using the system to do your own bookkeeping. However, as I was saying, like with compliance and things like that for the IRS, and when you're doing your actual tax return, there's things that need to be put in place to make sure that it is correct. And your question about not having to do the tax side. So no, there are a lot of people who just have a bookkeeper and then take their financials that the bookkeeper created and give it to their tax experts.
Okay. Now, are the people that you're doing the accounting, well, the strategy and the, you know, the taxes and stuff for, are they all local in your city? Are they around the United States, or where are your people located? You know, do they have to be right there with you in the same city?
No, I actually have a little bit of both. I do, for myself, I only work with people in the United States. Foreign taxes are very much complex and are very high risk for the actual tax professional. I mean, you need to specialize in the foreign taxes. So I don't do out of the United States, but I have clients all over the United States and very local clients as well. So I do mostly everything virtual. With some of my local clients, I do meet with them, especially my elderly clients, which I love meeting with them just to, you know, make it a little bit easier for them and kind of sit down with them. But everything really I do is virtual. We have Zoom meetings and it's really great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I still think it's fun to meet with people, you know, in person, which I just yesterday met a client in person. I've never met with them other than over Zoom. So, but I still think it's kind of fun, you know, to meet with people in person if you can. But I mean, yeah, we have clients all over the United States and the world. So it's not like we just hop on and go over there. But now a quick question. So say I have a client in Australia. So say I take a trip to Australia and I do an interview with them, right? So to be part of my podcast or, you know, whatever, or even just a meeting because they're my clients, right? Would I be able to write that off?
Yes.
Because in my mind, I was like, ooh, I have clients there. I have in London. I have, you know, people in Spain. I have, you know, I was like, ooh, I'm going to just go and make sure I visit them.
And you should. And you should definitely. You won't be able to write off your entire expense for your trip, but definitely a portion of the time that you spend as part of your business. And like, say you do a couple of days as part of the business and you incorporate other business things, you can make a trip like that expensed on your tax return because it is for your business. So definitely. And that's definitely part of a tax strategy that you should be implementing in your business. And everyone should get clients in great places so that you can visit them and write that trip off.
Right. Cause I was like, ooh, I'm definitely going to do that. And so that would be really neat. Okay. Well, cool. Well, you know what? I was like, you know, since accounting and stuff is not my favorite topic, but this has been really fun. I've really enjoyed, you know, talking with you and learning from you because I did have questions. I didn't even realize until I'm talking to you. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Can we do this? But before we go, tell the listeners how they can find you online and how they can work with you.
Sure. Thank you. So I am on Facebook as Bethany Prignano. I also have a Facebook page for my business, which is B Prignano Tax and Accounting Services, LLC. And they can either send me a message both on my personal or business portion of my Facebook. Same with my Instagram. I am B Prignano Tax and Accounting. And you can also send me a message there. And then I also have a website at B Prignano Tax and Accounting Services.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, Bethany, do you have any courses or anything that are coming up, like on how to teach like your tax strategy or anything coming?
I don't. In my near future, though, I would like to planned for a workshop for estimated taxes and preparing, getting ready for the end of year tax season that's coming up.
Oh, that would be a really good one. Okay. Yes. Yes. Well, you'll have to let us know so we can post about it and let the audience know, because I'm sure they'll be interested in seeing that or joining it, because, you know, we all toward the end of the year is when we're gathering everything together to get ready for the, you know, taxes coming together. But Bethany, I had so much fun interviewing you. You made a topic that I really try to hide from very understandable. And I know our audience gained a ton from everything you just went over with us. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I really appreciate your time and being able to be a part of your podcast. So thank you for inviting me.
Yes. And we'll have all the links and to you and to your website in the show notes. So, all right, guys, we'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed it, leave me a review below and send me a DM on Instagram to let me know. If you're ready to start a podcast, or if you think podcast management or editing is something you would like to niche down and do, make sure to schedule a free consultation with me. The link is below in the show notes. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next time.